Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. And to some, energy is subtle. And to others, it is life. In this message, I bring you many things. The reality, perhaps, of what is happening on the planet has given you a 3D perspective of fear. When all that is happening indeed is what I said was the potential of an awakening Earth. And so it is in these moments in the first recorded channeling of 2011. I will give you an overview slightly of what has been said of the numerological aspects of the year just passed and the one you're sitting in now. I will go further than that to explain some of the anomalies you are seeing, a review of what I told you 22 years ago. But then on to that which is potential, which we see for the planet. And this a near and a far future. You have just come out of the year 2010. Sequentially, the numbers move forward in a linear fashion, but they also have energy around them. And so we ask you to look at that energy, which is numerologically germane to your situation. The numerology gives you an overview of the energy that is portrayed by the numbers in the year. Does not give you an absolute empirical energy that demands action. All numerology is this way. It is a help to the human being to understand the energy that they sit in and that they will sit in. It is one of the oldest sciences on the planet, and I ask my partner to understand it. It can be simple and can be complex. It can go so far as to be quantum numerology. That is the numbers above the numbers. Let us look at the year 2010. 2-0. 1-0. In the simplest of numerology, we do not look at the zeros. They are placeholders and separators. And that is all they are. In another kind of a numerological plan and system, they have energy themselves and they speak for themselves depending upon where they are in the number. We'll speak now of the simplicity, the simplest numerology that you have, 1 through 9. Originally developed by those in Tibet, this particular profound system has been with you for a long time. 2010 is a 3. And the only time that you will not add those numbers up is in case you have a master number as a total. 3 is not a master number. It is a number that means catalyst. The 3 is the energy around that, which is the development of the DNA book that I asked my partner to write and finish in 2010. It is the 12th book of the Cryon series. That is a 3. And it centers around that which is the 12 energies of DNA, which is a 3, written in 2010, which is a 3. And when you take the 3 threes and put them together, it is a 9, which is completion. But let us look at the 3. For 3 alone, in the simplest form, is a catalytic number, a catalyst, that which changes something else because of its presence. Therefore, we can say that that which was started in 2010 could be a catalyst for what is to follow in your life. Think about what took place in 2010. The ideas that you had, the actions that were there, some of the things that may have happened to you. Think of them in this light, that they were not just events. Perhaps they put an energy on you which was catalytic. For this was the year where those things like that would have the most energy and mean the most to you. Now you understand a little more. If you had known that at the beginning of the year and had followed that, you might have looked for it. It might have changed what you did. And so that is what we wish you to do as we reveal 2011. Now the numbers stand alone and mean things alone, and you cannot ignore them. And so we will look at 2011 singularly and together. 2011. Let us look at the two, for it means duality. Duality to you and to spirit is the description of the human puzzle, that which you fight every day between the old and the new. The emerging shift of the planet, working with what to do with that which is linear compared to that which is quantum. Moving into an enlightened state from a state that was lower. Understanding the difficulties and the challenge, that is duality. The sacred and the carnal that sit together in that which is called the human being, that is the two. Compare it now with that which is the 11, a master number. The 11 means illumination. There are only four master numbers that have any semblance of definition, for beyond that, they are multidimensional and will not be meaningful to you at all. Literally, the 44 is only beginning to come about as a definition. The 55, 66, 77, 88, and 99 will never be identified in your lifetime. 11, 22, and 33 are well known. Look at the 11, illumination. Many of you continue to see the 11, 11 on the clock. It is meaningful, for it is illumination, illumination, two master numbers next to each other, separated only by the colon of the clock. A wink from spirit that says you are dearly loved. Have you noticed when you see it, it's a real coincidence. Your eyes are drawn to it on purpose, a wink from spirit that says we're with you. We hold your hand, keep on keeping on. A wink of love every time you see it. The 2 and the 11 together. Illumination of duality. It's going to be an interesting year. So there is within, even before we get to the total, a message, the illumination of duality. And you can take that to darkness if you wish, but it's not a dark number. Illumination of duality. And what this is a message to you that says the shift continues and it continues to the light. That which is the duality of humanity is moving in the direction which is positive. There will be more join you that are illuminated than not. If you could assign any information to what is going on in this year, it would be more struggle and more challenging times before you about that which changes to the positive. Why would change be so difficult? when it's moving to illumination? And the answer is because it's been in the dark for so long. And that which is human nature will resist. That which is new, it will resist even those things which are better. It will resist that which it lays in and has always laid in, no matter how dark it is. Now, the two and the one taken together are a four. And four is the number of Gaia. It's going to be a Gaia year. And we'll talk about it. It's all about the Earth and the shift of the Earth, the movement of the Earth, and of course, the weather. And now we will review yet again, in a more succinct fashion than ever before, the changes that we began to speak of in 1989. The potential was always there that this shift would bring tremendous weather anomaly. And yet it is not anomaly. If I could have told you about it 22 years ago, it's not an anomaly. It's a cycle. And what is anomalous is the fact that you have brought the cycle to you earlier than it was ever expected. And there's a reason for that. The shift before you is a shift of human consciousness. That is the shift. It coordinates with that which is the galactic alignment, that which is the precession of the wobble of the Earth, bringing into alignment that which you see as the sun aligning with the center of the galaxy, carrying with it profound prophecy from the ancients and even the non-ancients. Something is happening all around human consciousness. And if you were to assign an attribute to it, it would be that which is a speed up of vibration. Your DNA is vibrating faster. Those who sit in the room, those who hear this, those who read this in the future, let me ask you a question. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel that which is time speeding up? A paradigm you were used to since you were born, and it makes you nervous, doesn't it? Wakes you up at 3 a.m. where the cells are saying, what is it that's different? And you have no answer. Well, I just gave it to you. Next time you're awakened and the cells are asking you what's wrong, I want you to talk to them as the boss of your own DNA. Remind them of the time you planned for, this is it, when the Earth would vibrate higher, human consciousness would make decisions, the beginning of crossing the Bridge of Swords, the beginning of peace on Earth. You're sitting in it, you're part of it, your children will see it. Meanwhile, it just looks like bad weather. What did I tell you 22 years ago? Look at the words carefully. For what I described was about water. I described places on the earth, potentially, that always grew your crops that would then be arid. And places on the planet which never had any water, which would have plenty of it. Perhaps too much. And that has to give you a sample, perhaps, a puzzle of logic. What does it mean? It's about water, and it always has been. And so now we refresh that which we have said before. What is beyond that which is political? You are in the middle of a cycle that will bring cooling to the planet. It is not a heat cycle, it is a cooling cycle. But it starts with a short heat cycle. It has been here before, it will come again. It is a long cycle. Let me give you the potential duration of this cycle. One generation plus 5 years. That's how long it's going to be cold. It starts with the melting of the ice caps to a certain degree that are far more than any of you have seen in your lifetime or many of your ancestors. A cycle that is thousands of years long, that has not yet been recorded, that would be in books. It's definitely been recorded in the cores of the ice, in the rings of the trees, but not in books. Thousands of years old it is. It happens in a cyclical way. It's about water. It starts with that which is the melting of the ice caps to a particular degree, which has a profound effect on the planet in all ways. You can't have that happen without seeing life change as well as Gaia change. And you've seen it already. What happens when you take that which is heavy on the poles, which you call ice, and you melt it to that which becomes cold water, added to that which is a very, very gentle and finite balance of temperature of the water on the planet? The first thing that happens is a redistribution of weight. The weight of the water redistributed on the very, very small crust of the earth creates cracks. And that makes earthquakes and volcanoes. And you've seen them, aren't you? Earthquakes in places that are not supposed to have earthquakes. Volcanoes that are coming to life in a way that you've not seen before on a regular basis. There will be more. Expect them. Is it too much to ask of a human being that if you live by a volcano that you know can erupt, maybe you ought to move? And yet there will be those who say, it hasn't erupted in my lifetime, or my parents' lifetime, or my grandparents' lifetime, therefore it won't. You have a surprise. For all things are changing. And that is what is happening to Gaia. Now we say it again, this is not punishment to humanity. What is happening? And why would it involve weather change? Oh, how could I give it to you 22 years ago? Dear human being, it's the best news you could have. And I will say to humanity, it is slow, it is slow, it is slow, and you can get out of the way. It'll show itself, there'll be signs of trouble. And it's not an anomaly. And so you have the opportunity, do you not, to be intelligent and get out of its way. It's happened before when humanity was here and they got out of the way. It makes sense. And so we say it again. Things which are happening on the planet are not meant as the final step of Gaia in order to kill out civilization of humanity, because that has been on the lips of those who want to startle and scare and give you fear. It's not what's happening. What is happening on this planet is a shift that will create a planet that's going to last a long time in a temperate way to give you what you need. More food in the ocean than you've ever seen before. Oh, let me talk about it. For now we get into ecology. And before I give you another parable, I'm going to give you the explanation of the birds and the fish. For in the last few weeks, fish have been washing up dead. By the hundreds of thousands, if not millions. Birds falling from the sky. And I'm going to make a statement. way in advance of what science is going to tell you. All of it can be traced to the water cycle. All of it. It's always about the weather. It is a weather you have not seen before. Do you remember a few years ago when whales were beaching themselves? Did you notice it stopped? But while they were beaching themselves, there were many who were. So many that some human beings said, "It's the end of the world." They're committing suicide. Humans always navigate to the dark first, do they not? And I'll tell you why. Because that is human nature in an old energy. There'll be a day, and it'll be sooner than you think, when you'll be able to turn on your television and watch the Good News Channel. And there'll be many sponsors lined up for it. Human beings to watch the good things that have happened that day. The stories that'll stir your heart and presented on the Good News Channel will be things that never get reported now. Like the young people in Iran that have a movement going that you're going to see that will never allow the mullahs to take over. Like the Palestinians and the Israelis. And what they're doing, everybody under 24, and what they've decided. And you're not getting that now, are you? But it's happening now. Someday, that will take place. The whales beached themselves because the magnetics of the earth shifted so greatly that their navigational system in the magnetite, in the biology, which always steered them in the right direction to migrate north and south, migrated them right into the land. The land didn't move, the magnetics did. Therefore, you might say their map was flawed. And the reason it's not happening now is because the calves, that is, the generation beyond the one that beached themselves, figured it out. Nature at its best, this is what Gaia does. And so the next generation would not repeat it. It realigned itself to the migratory ley lines, and now they don't beach themselves. Magnetics continues to shift on the planet, and the birds are unaware. With the coldness that is beginning to happen, many of the birds have migrated themselves right into that which is a high place in the atmosphere and are pummeled to death by freezing rain and hail. And they fall from the sky. It's the weather cycle. Will they continue to for a while? And then they won't, because they will have figured it out and recalibrated. Because that's what nature does. Nature's way is this way. You might say, well, it's severe. It is not. It is not severe. It is a way to let the generations of birds know to go around next time, to move it slightly south or north, and not to get caught again. I want you to analyze the fish that have washed up. Let science tell you this, not me. But let the science prove it. I want you to analyze the fish. They have something in common. They're all juveniles. Now, why is that? What do you know about the water cycle? What do you know about that which is beginning to be cold? I will tell you, the layers of water are changing in temperature, and that is going to change the life cycle. The juvenile fish are the most susceptible to death by becoming too cold. especially the ones of the kind that washed up. By the tens of thousands, the cold killed them. It is the water cycle. Will it continue? For a while. Until they acclimate, until they redesign how to take care of it so that they can survive. I want to give you a parable. It goes like this. It's a metaphor, actually. There is a room, and we're going to call it the Rainbow Room. And in this room, the colors of the rainbow present themselves linearly, one at a time. And they change every few thousand years. For thousands of years, the room is yellow. Then it turns into the blue and the red, and the greens. All the colors of the rainbow, they take their turn in the spectrum. And in this rainbow room, I would like to present to you creatures, smart, intelligent, sacred, all born during the color red. And their parents born in the color red, and their grandparents born in the color red, and their children's children of their children's, as far back as you can go. It was always red. It's all they've ever known. And therefore, you might say they have a red consciousness. And they expect red. And everywhere they go, they work with red. The rainbow room then starts to do what it always has done. It begins to move into its next color. Let us call it purple. And the room starts to become purple. What happens to those who have always known red? Let me give you the attributes of what is happening on the planet. The first is fear. Here comes something odd and unusual. It's never happened before. It's darkness. We must have done it. Therefore, we'll find ways to stop the purple. Because it's supposed to be red. Everybody knows it's supposed to be red. It's only been red. Therefore, the purple is bad. Let's stop it. There are those. Then there are those who said, we welcome the purple. We don't know why it's here, but we like it. But we've always been red, and we don't understand it, and we're afraid of it. What do? Then there are those who have said, we've expected the purple all along. God bless the purple. And that's the energy you sit in now. For that which has been normal on this planet for all of these thousands of years is about to shift. And it's going to present more anomalies than birds falling out of the sky or fish washing up on the shore. Or melting ice caps. I'll tell you what to look for. When you change the temperature strata of the oceans of the earth, things start to change. For the life cycle of the food in the ocean depends upon that which is the smallest. The plankton of the planet survives in certain temperatures for certain ways. And that's changing. So let us just talk about the ocean for a moment. We won't even get to what's happening in the air and what mammals might experience. Let us speak of the ocean. Have you heard about the salmon? What have your science warned against? You're overfishing. The sea is dying. The coral itself being overrun. The reefs are going away. You're not seeing the food chain that used to be there. You're overfishing. Quotas have been set up to keep it from happening. Oh, all those little people in the red box, they don't know about the purple. Did you hear about the salmon? There's too many of them. In the very place where quotas are in place so you won't overfish, they're jumping in the boat. There's too many. Against all odds, against any projections in 3D from any scientist, from any biologist, they're overrunning the ocean in Alaska. Way too many. What does that tell you? That Gaia takes care of itself. That's what it tells you. Perhaps this alignment is going to keep humanity fed. Did anybody think of this? What if Gaia was in alliance with you? What if the increase in consciousness that raised the vibration of you has alerted Gaia to change the weather cycle and get ready to feed humanity? To clean up oil spills. To do things which you never ever would have thought of in 3D, and it's here and it's working. You'll see it. The life cycle itself is being altered by the temperature of the ocean and all the things you've studied and the things that were are going away. A new system of life and the way it works, how it's being altered, is upon you. And in the process, there will be extinction of certain plants, animals, birds, and fish. My advice to you, especially to those environmentalists, is to understand the cycle of life so that you may relax with what nature has always done. It puts that on the planet to serve the planet, and when it no longer serves the planet, it takes it away. The extinction of life in certain attributes, especially through weather, is normal. It is honored. It is appropriate. It is normal, even if you don't think so. Don't try to save them all. They're supposed to go away. And don't assign it to something you did. It's silly, is it not? For those in the red box, seeing the purple coming, to figure out what they did wrong. They're in the rainbow box. This is what the rainbow box does. It changes colors. And they're sitting there in fear, trying to figure out what is it that they did that possibly could have caused purple. And instead, we tell them this: the rainbow box is beautiful. The color purple, significant. Going from red to purple, I won't give you the significance. I'll let you figure it out. For those who are into colors, there's a reason why I gave those two. The earth is becoming more sacred than it's ever been before. It is with you in this. Gaia is with you in this. It's cooperating in ways you never thought it could, in the way biologists said it would not. You think you're killing it? Well, it's given birth to another system. And that's what we're telling you to expect. And that's Gaia. Let me talk about human consciousness and what is happening. This will be the last thing. You're going from a system that is now not going to work anymore. And if you've studied what I have said in these last months, I gave a channeling recently called The End of History. It's a metaphor that means the end of the way things used to be. A rebirth of the way things can be. And what is changing there is human nature. What is it a human will do intuitively? Look at what they've always done. They separate. Have you ever looked at Europe and wondered how so many countries can be so close together, and yet they have different languages and different cultures. You just assume that's the way it works. Do you ever wonder how it got that way? How can so many countries have such unique languages, have such unique cultures in such a small area? Let me tell you how it happened. It's called human nature. When one doesn't like the other and they wall themselves off and call themselves special. And through hundreds of years, they develop language which changes their own culture, and they do not unify with the others. In fact, they war with them. They conquer them. And we've talked about it before. That's what humans do. They separate. They conquer. They pull it apart. They don't put it together. Even that which is the most sacred thing to you, even that which the masters of the earth have started and the information they gave you, you put into that which you call organized spirituality. You put it in boxes, and when one person has another idea, you create another box. You separate, don't you? And pretty soon you have hundreds and hundreds of boxes representing the belief and the teachings of one master. Now you've succeeded in separating it, pulling it apart, pointing fingers at the other box and making them wrong. That's what humans do. Well, I will tell you that that is changing. I gave you some information before. I'll mention it again. The last thing you'd ever expect to happen is for big money to change on this planet, and it just did. Creating your recession, a new way of banking, it's beginning to create a system of integrity where the world can work together financially. That is the step you're looking at, and you're not realizing it. We told you there'll come a time on the planet where there'll only be five currencies. Because the continents decided to put it together. And you know who was the model? The United States. What an experiment you had. Could you take different states governed separately and not have any visible borders and one currency? It worked. Worked for over 100 years. Against all odds, it worked. Oh, you almost stepped on it. You almost separated it, didn't you? And if it had not been for certain men of enlightenment that saw that separation would kill it, you wouldn't have what you have today. But they kept it unified. And it was noticed 50 years ago by those who started what you now know is the European Union. What if we took all of the countries in Europe who have warred with each other since the millennium, for millennia, and we unify them, take away the borders, and give them one currency? They laughed at them. Can you imagine? 50 years ago, after your last war, and today you're seeing it. And what has happened there, dear citizen of the United States, is now they have the most powerful country set financially on earth. Their monetary system is more valuable than yours. Where am I going with this? It is something you can look at, which is going to be an attribute, a postulate, an axiom of this, the new earth. And here it is. Separatism kills. Unity is the survival of humanity. You will start putting things together and not taking them apart. And the more you put them together and the more you unify, the more you realize that the goal is starting to come together. What has the European Union created? I'll tell you, not the euro. What has it really created? A group of countries that will never go to war with each other. They can't. They trade with each other. Think about it. And that's what we're talking about. Unification in all ways. Don't be surprised if those boxes of organized spirituality start to unify. Because there's more strength if they do. They'll reach more people if they do. You're going to start seeing this. And the one that is going to shock you and surprise you, eventually, your children may see it. I should not even mention it. The end of a system in politics that you have now. Where you start to understand it does not suit you to have opposition parties. Instead, what it suits you is to have those who run for office, each one having a message. And you go to the polls because you like their message. And when they get to Congress, they're not split. They're unified. They don't have one side against the other constantly, producing the things that you see today in America. Instead, there is no party affiliation. They have ideas that are unique and beautiful, and that's why they sit in the chairs as elected officials. And they work the puzzle of the lawmakers they are in the United States in a new way that is unified and sets still another standard for the earth to look at and copy. Is it possible? Will it work? My partner is saying to me, well, I'm not going to be around. Oh, yes, you will. Not in the body you have. You wouldn't miss it. Crying, will my children see that? Their children will. And you know why? Because it's becoming the axiom of the way things work. Human nature will shift. First thing you're going to look at is the way to solve problems is unification. I didn't say compromise, did I? I said unification. There's a difference. Compromise is where you have those which are against one another coming together. They're still against one another. I'm talking about unity. It'll become an axiom. And it'll look as old to you. Someday the two-party system will look as old to you as today when you watch dictators on the earth strutting their stuff. And you laugh and you say, well, they're not going to last long. Or did you notice that? They're going away. Or did you notice that? Some of you are seniors in the room. You remember a time in certain parts of the earth when every single country had a dictator. South America, there's only one left, and not for long. What are they doing there? I will tell you. There's an idea there. A Brazilian has it. Let me tell you what his idea is. He said, what if we took all of the countries of South America and took the borders away and gave us one currency? Sound familiar? That's going to be one of the five currencies. Unification is going to create strength and peace on this planet. And in the process, that elephant under the table, which keeps it from happening, which you call terrorism, which you call that problem in the Middle East, that hatred, is going to take a twist that nobody can foretell. I've talked about it. Were you shocked when the Soviet Union fell over? What did your parents tell you about that? Wasn't that the talk of 50 years? Wasn't that the crux of why the laws were passed and the armaments were put together? Isn't that why the Pentagon was so big? And it all fell over overnight. Did anybody expect that? It'll be just as shocking. A problem that today is before you without solution will become history, and unity can begin. Do you like the message? Well, human beings, You're part of the answer and the solution, and you sit here as the ancestors who saw it coming. Wherever you walk on this planet, it changes the magnetic grid, it changes that which is crystalline. Your job is to put light here. Everything you do for yourself changes that which is the quotient of the planet. You can't stop. You can't sit around and watch for this. The weather shift is because of you. The good doctor and all of his numbers on the screen. Right on schedule. And the numbers on the screen, I'll tell you what they represent. They represent a healed continent that won't have AIDS anymore. And a healed continent that has no more disease will not have dictators that take advantage of a sick population. A healed continent which has never had the resources of it really understood will be one of the most powerful economies on the planet. It will be called Africa, and it's going to beat China. And you know why? Because Africa has no history. They'll start fresh in a new energy, if that means anything to you. While China still struggles with the old guard, even today, things they will not release, things that they cannot unify. It's not going to work. Unity is survival. And that's what's going to happen on the planet. As I see it, with the potentials that are before me, that continue to be before me, that there's proof of before me all around, I sit before Lemurians, Sumerians. I sit before those who have lived before. I sit before shamanic energy. You expected it, you knew it was coming, and here you are to change it. Dear human being, take the things of today into yourself. And be one of those who understands that you can heal yourself through the information which is in DNA. Start changing that. You know what else is written in DNA? I'll tell you, your consciousness. You know what else is written in DNA? Hatred. Hatred that your parents gave you for this or that or whatever. You know what else is information in your DNA? Bad habits. How'd you like to write them all out? Change them all. And if you do, and if you want to, and you can in this new energy, that is what we have defined is ascension status. Moving from one kind of human nature, one kind of life to another, while staying in the same body. And the masters of Earth all talked about it. And here you are, the potential before you. 2011 may be a challenging year because of the change before you, because of the Gaia that is responding to you. You can be in the right place at the right time, dear light worker, because you've got that which is a multidimensional GPS. It's called intuition. Follow it. And it'll put you where you belong. It'll put love in your life if that's what you want. It'll give you health if that's what you want. All of these things controllable by that which you cannot see and don't expect. Welcome to quantum living. And that is the message of this day, the message for 2011, the message for the future of Earth. I am Kryon, and 22 years ago, I told you the same thing. And here it is. And my partner is saying, well, wrap it up. I can hear him push on the wall. I don't want to. Let me tell you why I don't want to. This is the only time where you let us in. It's the only time where you're quiet and let us sit next to you and hold your hand for a few minutes. It's the only time. Oh, in your meditations you may think you do, but in a group, oh, it's profound. For it is the energy of the ancients here and the ancestors, and they all sit upon the room. Can't you feel it? They're all looking at you and saying, well done. You're going to get through it. That's why you're here. And us from the other side of the veil, as your friends and family, just want to sit with you for another minute. And so it is.